How did that work? So if you can talk me through when the penny dropped in, so you talk about the game being cancelled and, you know, just kind of this thing that's like on the periphery of things, it's coming from China and all that. And then suddenly it's a thing and games are getting cancelled. And is that when the penny dropped and you went, shit, I've got to go home? And then also, what was that process like? Because obviously, you know, you've got a parent club in England. You know, what was their attitude towards it? I mean, did you, the whole situation with Den Haag was a kind of, right, was it frustrating that you just started something new and then you were brought back? What was the whole process like?
Yeah, definitely. It was frustrating because obviously, you know, you've only been there a couple of weeks and stuff, and, you know, it takes you, you know, a few weeks to get up to speed with the players, how they play, and your surroundings and stuff. And but then obviously this comes, and then it's like, I spoke to the manager and said, you know, look, I need to really go home because obviously I've got like two young kids. It started to be released that, you know, maybe potentially on the weekend they're going to be stopping flights going from out to Holland. So I was like, I need to get home really because I've got two kids.
Was this while the season was still ongoing in Holland, or had it been cut by then?
Yeah, so this by then the Friday game had been cut. So this was like Friday morning. We were just in training. I just said to the gaffer, like, you know, I need to be getting home tonight really because obviously I've got my kids and my missus, mum and dad are back there. If anyone gets sick, and I'm over here, I'm stuck over here, like, you know, I wouldn't be able to forgive myself really. So they had a meeting between themselves, and they were in the same boat really. Obviously, the gaffer and Chris Powell have got family back here, and, you know, kids, everything. And it was the same really. Everyone wanted to just get home to the families and just make sure that they were safe, and then we all just had to play it by ear. And you know, since then, I haven't been back. You know, we've just been training at home and, you know, doing some Zoom sessions. But basically, just training at home really. And it, you know, obviously, as you'd understand, it's frustrating because obviously you're sort of locked in your house. You can't really get out, but you need to get out and do a bit of exercise, and you can't go to the gym. It's just crazy time.